Mark, your theme for 2013 is major market shifts against a stable background. What do you mean by that?
Well, Dave, we often have these conversations where there is a whole new market being created, or there's some new technology that's driving acceptance, or a new country or a new region that's opening up and billions of new people are coming in. And this year, I think what we're going to see is stable markets. The market size isn't going to grow terrifically, I don't think, but we're going to see a lot of fighting, a lot of battles over existing market share and major shifts between one company or one country and another.
Well, you have your list of 10 predictions for 2013, and I've narrowed that down to 5. And speaking of market share, number one is carry-alongs dominate global computer markets. And first of all, a carry-along, we're talking about pads, tablets, and netbook-type devices.
That's exactly right.
So, I think this one really isn't a big surprise. I mean, those pads are very popular, so I'm not surprised to see you predicting it's going to dominate.
Right. So predict the obvious would be the reason behind this one, except that it's something we've been following since 97. You and I have talked about this for years, and here we are in the year 2013. This, my favorite category of new computer, will be the dominant type of computer on the planet. That's a big deal.
Let's move to the living room. You say net TV dominates this year.
That's right. So what I'm saying is in the United States, particularly, more than half of the TV sets will be served by a net TV device of some kind. And this will have a huge effect on how programming is made, how ads are sold or not sold, and the length and format of television content. All is going to be changing because of this big shift in how we watch television.
Now, anybody who has a long commute is going to enjoy this next prediction of yours. The driverless car becomes a serious and competitive global project. I mean, that's the future.
It's fun because people think of it as a trivial or a sport case, something that Google did with one car. But in fact, what we're going to see is many states, many countries passing laws which will allow the testing of driverless cars, and many car brands getting behind this idea. This is not a trivial thing. This is a really big idea, which is just beginning now.
Well, and speaking of beginning now, just early this month, Volvo announced that it's coming out with a driverless car.
And, of course, they did this the day after I wrote this prediction down. So, you can't quite be fast enough in this business, I think.
Okay, next one that I certainly agree with, ebooks are the books. And I read a lot of ebooks lately.
Yeah, me too. And so does everybody else. So what I'm suggesting is in 2013, for the first time ever, ebooks will outsell trade adult paperbacks. And that's just part of the path onto ebooks being a dominant form of all previously printed books. You know, we'll never lose print books, but we're going to see a real domination by ebooks.
Okay, and the fifth prediction, hacktivist efforts acquire an important and permanent role in political transparency.
Yeah, even as the FBI chases these guys down on a daily basis, I think more and more of them show up, and they become an important part of the political landscape. So those dictators and leaders who think that they're going to hide secrets from their own constituents, forget about it.
Sounds like an interesting year ahead.
I think it will be.
Thanks, Mark. Mark Anderson publishes Strategic News Service, a newsletter for the computing and telecommunications industries at stratnews.com. We spoke through the internet from his office in the San Juan Islands. You can download our monthly conversations on the digital future at kplu.org, and I'll also post the full list of his 10 predictions at kplu.org. I'm Dave Meyer.